And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, Ye have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. Then said Jonathan, My father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and said unto him, Behold, thine handmaid hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy words which thou spakest unto me. And when Saul's son heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands were feeble, and all the Israelites were troubled. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building. It has come upon thee, and thou faintest. It toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. As for me, is my complaint to man? And if it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. What? And so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. Let them be confounded and troubled for ever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail, the gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease, be troubled, ye careless ones, strip you, and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Behold, O Lord, for I am in distress. My bowels are troubled, mine heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaveth, at home there is as death. Mine eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now shall the isles tremble in the day of thy fall. Yea, the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at thy departure. All the inhabitants of the isles shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain, therefore they went their way as a flock, they were troubled, because there was no shepherd. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this cause came I unto this hour. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified, and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For as much as we have heard, that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying, Ye must be circumcised, and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled.